From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. Paula Deen is one of the biggest names in cooking television. But since a lawsuit against her aired accounts of the Food Network star using racist language off screen in 2013, her career has been in question. She's made some apology videos in the meantime.
Please forgive me for the mistakes that I've made.
But Deen's efforts have not exactly been well received, especially online. Still, the Southern cook hopes to use the unforgiving internet as the venue for reviving her career. Our own Tracy Samuelson reports.
Before her racist remarks, Paula Deen was best known for her artery-clogging recipes.
Kim and I are fixing up a burger that's over the top, even for me. It's the ladies' brunch burger.
It was a burger patty stacked with a fried egg and bacon sandwiched between two donuts for buns.
I've never done this before, y'all, in my entire life.
Starting today, for $8 or $10 a month, subscribers can get access to Deen's old shows with gems like that, plus some new content.
About 15% of Americans do look up recipes online.
That's Jerry Power with the USC Marshall School of Business. But getting people to subscribe, controversy aside, could be tough since there's already so many free cooking sites. Max Dawson is with the media consulting company Frank and Magid Associates.
Paula Deen's audience, the sort of people who really love her, they're not early adopters. They're not experimenting with new content distribution paradigms.
If they are, they're probably already paying the same amount for a service like Netflix and getting lots more variety. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.